Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back.
Oh,
you know what time it is, right? Oh, yeah, it's the 10 o'clock hour here on the central clock, and we're excited. I'm excited because my son, Michael Battle, is joining us again tonight. We missed him last week. And, of course, Jonathan Lowe, our producer, is still joining us tonight. Thank you so much, Jonathan. And, Michael, I am so happy that you were able to come on tonight. How are you?
I am happy to be on with you also, but, you know, after 2 weekends of Pride, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
I am worn out. I've had an amazing couple weekends. It has been 90 degrees, a beautiful 90 degrees here in Los Angeles. And we have been out at all the Pride festivals and the Pride parades in the sun. I'm a whole new color right now. I have a glorious glow of sunlight going on. So between that and the work schedule, it has been a jam-packed couple of weeks.
It's been remarkable, Michael, hearing about some of the Pride events all over the country. Right here in the great state of Minnesota, we had the Grand Marshal event that I went to at the Women's Club over by Loring Park. And it was just really fun. People were in this really joyful mood. Everyone seemed happy. Everyone that I encountered, whether I sat next to them or introduced myself, just seeing their faces, it was just joy. And that was really exciting for me. It's the first time I went to the Grand Marshal event. Thanks so much to Rock What You Got that had a chance to be a part of that. And then, of course, we hear today in the news that there was a pride threat from a group in Idaho. And I was just, man, it just kind of broke my spirit today. I just couldn't believe that this would happen. And, of course, this was called Pride in the Park event. It was being held in Coeur d'Alene City Park in Idaho. And it's just so sad that, you know, 31 masked members of a white nationalist group suspected of conspiring to riot in Idaho downtown on the same day as scheduled and nearby Pride in the Park event. I mean, you just kind of can't believe it, because it was so joyful here just to hear how joyful you are about the events that happened in LA, and then to know that today the article was written that this happened. So wow.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, and I think it was 2019, the police here in Los Angeles caught a man with a car full of weapons and whatnot on his way to Pride in L.A. to go cause a bunch of trouble. And they pulled him over for something else, like a taillight or something mundane. And he admitted that was his plan. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And I feel twofold about this. So first of all, I'll give some background on the prides we have here, because we ostensibly have three prides in Los Angeles. So there's always been one pride festival and parade in West Hollywood, California, since the inception of Pride in L.A. And then post 2020, there was a bit of a schism amongst those that organized it, and it split into two different groups. So there was L.A. Pride, which is the main pride that used to be in WeHo. It moved to downtown, and their pride parade moved to Hollywood, and then moved to this weekend. But then the weekend prior, last weekend, West Hollywood still wanted to do their own pride festival and pride parade. So we had two full-scale pride parades, two full-scale pride festivals, and then all of the parties that go along with that and events. And so I went to the one in WeHo last weekend because that's the one I usually go to. It was a blast. And also my day job, part of one of our companies had a room there reserved to, you know, meet and greet other people in the company and watch the parade. But I always do this thing when I go to Pride and I see the police officers there. I say to them, "Thank you for being here." Mm-hmm. And for them, maybe that isn't a big deal. For me, because of my experiences with police officers, it's a huge deal that I step out and thank them when I see them for being there, because I feel safer seeing the barricades and the garbage trucks blocking the streets and all the police presence. I feel safer being in a pride parade because of knowing that there could be people out there, you know, plotting terrible things. And of course, we had all these mass shootings recently, so many of my friends were like, "Are we going to go? Are we going to be in the parade? Are we going to go to the festival?" I was concerned about it the whole time. But I have to tell you, last weekend when I got out there to that Pride parade, it was beautiful. It was everything. Being out there with our flags flying high and waving and cheering and seeing everyone out there having a great time and just talking and seeing all my friends, it was a beautiful thing. And I had a great weekend last weekend, and then the one that was coming up this weekend, I was like, okay, I won't go to that one. And mind you, the company at which I work had a float in the parade today in Hollywood, and I thought, you know, Hollywood is a little bit less open to those that are LGBTQIA. I'm not sure how safe I feel going to that parade, so I chose not to go, and many of my friends also did not go. Mm-hmm. Some of them did. And I started seeing the social media posts of both my coworkers and friends who went today and talked to one on the phone about how it was. And I thought, oh, man, I missed out. That's the whole point of Pride, is to step out in the face of that fear and just be proud of who you are. And I actually am disappointed that I let fear of the terrible actions that could happen to, frankly, anyone in America at any point at this time, but especially those who are some kind of minority. I'm disappointed in myself that I let that stop me from going to that pride today. I was still, you know, out and about in the city and went to brunch and whatnot, and I'm still worn out from being in the sun, but I do wish I had made a stop at the parade and waved and saw people and smiled, because it is just so healing to be in that space.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Michael. Of course, I was praying for you and Joey and for all of those in California, not just Los Angeles, where there were parades to really, you know, honor and celebrate what Pride really means to not just the Pride community, not just the LGBTQIA community, but to all the families of those that are in the LGBTQIA community. And so I remember one year in California, you talked about how parents came to some of those events. Did you see that? See the support?
Absolutely. Parents of children who are LGBTQIA, but also families. You'll see, especially at the Pride Parade, you'll see whole families with their kids there. And either kids in support of their parents or the kids themselves who want to go to their first Pride. I've even had the privilege of taking someone to their first Pride. And there's nothing quite like seeing that experience. Obviously, we all have our own time that we go for the first time. When you're the one ushering someone else into that incredible explosion of love that is a Pride festival or a Pride parade, it is just wonderful to see the expression on their face to go, this exists, and it's this wonderful and great, and everyone's having a blast, and it's actually kind of relaxing. I will say the turnout last weekend was nowhere near where it used to be in the past. Normally, It is wall-to-wall packed. Obviously, there's only one parade, so every major corporation has a float in that one parade. But since we had two festivals, two parades over two weekends, you know, I felt like it kind of split some of the crowd and some of those who often fly in to all these festivals and parades. So still a great crowd. There were still a couple hundred thousand people out there. I mean, it was a massive amount of people, but it wasn't what we've seen in past peaks. Of course, that might not be because of two prides or fear. It could just be because we're still in the pandemic. And for those who have not gotten the Omicron sub-variant, it's a good idea maybe not to be in crowds. I already got it. I got the first Omicron over Christmas. As we know, I got the sub-variant a couple of weeks ago. Joey had it. All my friends got it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out here and do this. So it could also be that.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my guests earlier today about, you know, how Americans are dealing with the pandemic, which is still, you know, there's that ebb and flow of it, you know, up and down. And, you know, some people are saying, look, maybe we should actually consider going back inside. And boy, Americans do not want that. That's for sure. And so people are trying to do the right thing, getting, you know, I think our percentage, if I'm not right, Michael, because you probably know better than I do what the percentage of those that have been vaccinated, I think it's like 69 or 70%. Am I right about that, or do you know?
Nationally, well, I don't know in either case, but I know that nationally the number is a bit lower than it is here in California. But here I think we're at like 75% in California. But
no,
I haven't checked in quite some time. And kind of to your point, I'm not going to check. I think people are just beyond over the idea of going back into lockdown. In fact, I had a friend say to me, in no jest, I mean, she really meant this seriously. She said, if they put us back into lockdown and we go inside the house, I will actually lose my mind. It was we laughed when she said it, but she was not kidding. She's like, no, that'll be it. I'll lose it. You'll have to commit me. That'll be everything. So yeah, people I don't think are going to go back in, and the result of that, of course, again, most of my social circle out here, we all have at least three shots of the vaccine, and we have gotten Omicron twice now, two waves have gone through, rather. People are just like, all right, we're going to do this, and you might get it. We all have this, like, persistent lingering cough from the last sub-variant. We're like, oh, yeah, you have that, too, from, like, a month ago? Yeah, me, too. All right, let's party! Woo! I mean, it maybe isn't the healthiest way to approach it, but culture here is like, we are not going back in the house. No. We did our job. We were locked down for one of the longest periods in the U.S. We followed the rules. We got our shots, and then Omicron broke through it all, and then the sub-variant broke through it again. We're just going to keep living our lives and, you know, be safe where we can. But it's hot. It's summer. We're going to have a good time.
I agree with that, and I think people are getting out. They're cautious, though. There are people who are cautious. I still see people in restaurants and grocery stores and even outdoors at a lake walking around with masks on, and that's okay, too. The main thing is that we shouldn't have to, you know, fight one another. We just shouldn't have to do that. So, okay, Michael, we're going to take a break and then come back in just a few minutes, because there's so much more to talk about. Graduations, parties, and, of course, people going to college. You got some cousins, you know, that graduated from high school this year. Do you know that?
That's true. I don't know which ones, but I'm sure some of them did.
I'm going to tell you. We'll be back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is now 10:25 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. Michael has joined us tonight. I'm so glad to hear your voice, Michael, and to know that you had a great weekend this weekend. Did you go see a movie?
I did go see a movie. Yes, finally. It's been quite some time. I went to go see Top Gun. The new one, of course.
Okay. Now, I know we only have a few minutes in this half hour. Do you want to talk about it after the break?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about it now?
Right. So I can give you the full description of Top Gun, which came out May 27th, mind you. I'm a little late to the game, but I will explain why exactly I waited so long to go see it.
Okay, fine. I do want to mention, though, your two cousins that I know graduated this year. And, of course, that's Jedaiah Steele. Jedaiah walked, man, and I think her GPA was 3.68 or something like that. So forgive me if I'm wrong to the family.
Wow.
But Jedaiah, man, and I mean, she is like a woman. I mean, just amazing. And then, of course, she can really sing. I don't know if you've been hearing her sing online and Facebook and that sort of thing, but she is just singing her face off. And then, of course, there is Trelania, your cousin Trelania's daughter, Amina. And she graduated as well and is on her way to Xavier University. So it is just so exciting with family. You know, our family is very large, the Steele side and the Jackson side, but Jackson side, but the Steele side is just growing like crazy. So many cousins of yours and second cousins, and it's just beautiful. So, you know, I reminisced about you, you know, when you graduated from high school, and the commencement ceremony was at the cathedral. Am I correct? Correct. Yeah.
The Basilica.
Basilica.
You know what? Well, yeah, I think it was.
Right.
Was it? No, yeah, it was the Basilica.
No, it was Basilica. You're absolutely right. Yep. In St. Paul, on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It was someone who I remember when all of you poured out of the Basilica. You said a Basilica? Basilica, I thought it was in Minneapolis. Isn't it the cathedral?
It's the cathedral in St. Paul.
There you go.
Wherever St. Thomas Academy has their graduation, it's a big stone church and beautiful and it was very, very fun.
Yeah, just about every cathedral is a big stone church. But I will say, it was
kind
the cathedral. Definitely the cathedral.
You know, the big stone one.
Yeah, and you guys all poured out on the stairs. You remember how all the parents were like just running into the arms of their sons because, of course, it's an all boy school, and Catholic school. And, of course, to see you in your uniform was just so exciting. So I started reminiscing not just about your graduation from high school but also your graduation from college, because there are many online that have been announcing, I did it, I got my master's degree, or I did it, I got my undergraduate degree. And there was one particular post on Facebook of I think there were 17 men that all graduated in the medical field. They became medical doctors, pediatricians, and all. I mean, it was just beautiful. I had tears in my eyes, and I just wrote them. I don't know them at all, and I just said, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you accomplished your goal, and how we feel about that, how mothers, black mothers, feel about that. All of them were African American, and that was remarkable, Michael. I really had tears in my eyes, and that in itself tells you what it means to me for any of us, any of our families, to be able to go to college and finish. It's remarkable.
Well,
you did it. I did.
While you were doing that, when I was here in LA out and about, seeing all the grads out with their shawls on and their hats saying that they graduated. And I noticed that the grads looked like children, which is new. I was like, uh-oh, I've hit that age where high school seniors look like children to me. And the other weird thing that was happening this weekend and last weekend, I was seeing dads talking to their kids who look to be, you know, between 9 and 12 years old, but the dads look like my friends. I was like, that dude is my age. We would hang out and go grab a drink together. What do you mean you have 2-3 kids? What? Uh-oh, I don't have any kids. I'm late. I got to hurry up. I had a whole, like, paternal crisis this weekend of, like, oh, my goodness, grads. And by the time I'm doing that and they're finishing high school, how old am I going to be? What am I going to do?
Oh, good Lord.
That was my weekend. That was
welcome really to went. Reality, Michael Battle.
Yep.
Welcome to my reality. Welcome to a lot of realities out there.
I don't quite understand it, okay, you guys? I don't quite get it. But, Michael, you really have a thing about this age thing, you know? Is it that you don't think you've accomplished enough for your age? You're still young.
No. But Mom, you had kids earlier. You had kids at the normal age, right?
So no, wait a minute. I wanted children from the time I could know about having children. Like I was 12 years old, I think, when I first thought, oh, how many children do I want to have when I grow up? And I said 6. Then it came down to 4. Then it came down to 2. And congratulations, you made it.
I made the cut.
I'm telling information here on Steel Talking tonight. Congratulations to Michael Battle for making the cut.
For making it. Made the cut.
You know, but you Mom, just kind of change your mind when you're so young. You change your mind.
But think about it. Like, we are, I mean, obviously there's an age difference. I'm your child, but we're also friends and we can hang out. We can talk about things. And imagine if you were 20 years older than you are currently, 15 years older, how different it would be between us. It would just be a much larger gap. That's
right.
What it's going to be like with my kids. When my kids are in their 30s, like I am, I'm going to be way older than you are right now. And I love what we have, and I want to have it with my kids. So the freak out is more just, what am I building for the kids that I want to have? How old am I going to be? Like, is it going to be, oh, you finished high school and I'm 80? You know, like, what does that look like? I want to see them succeed and grow into their 20s and 30s and so on and so forth. So it is the timeline. It's the reality of the timeline being shown in my face as I'm seeing these young people hit these milestones in their lives.
How many children do you want?
Well, like you, it started at 4. You started at 6 and went to 4 and it landed at 2. I started at 4 and I'm like, how much? For what? Who what? So we'll see where that number lands when I finally do pull the trigger.
By the way, I'm so grateful for this new opportunity to give out a new Mother's Day card from a son or daughter to the mother. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. I just want to make certain that I appreciate that I made the cut.
Happy Mother's Day. Glad I made the cut.
That's terrible. Thanks. That's just terrible. Okay, we got to take a break, come back and do some weather, and then we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back, everyone. It is now 10:37 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, myself, Geraldine Steele, and also Jonathan Lowe, one of my producers. And I have to tell you, I am so excited to announce, because I didn't announce it earlier, that all of my guests tonight have been because of John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I'm so grateful for our sponsor. And so just remember, we really do love John Schuster and the Caldwell Banker Hotline and those that are able to join us because of that. He's doing great work. I also want to say to Michael, I know that as you get older, you start really thinking about, you know, where am I going to go with my life? What am I going to do? Am I going to have children? Am I going to do this? The bottom line is that I want you to know I love you and I love your decisions you've been making. I cannot tell you how proud I am of you. If you choose to have children, hey, I get another grandchild. So you just let me know and I will do whatever I can to support you in the way that you need supporting. So welcome back, everyone. I just want to say that it has been quite a night here with some of the interviews that we've had. And I learned a lot tonight. I learned a lot about myself. And of course, this last hour just brings me absolute joy. So as I'm talking with my son, Michael Battle, you know, I realize that there is so much that's going on in the world that you and I never talk about, Michael. Of course, last Thursday, just this past Thursday, you know, they had the interviews and they had a chance to really talk about what's happening, what's really happening in our country when it comes to talking about January 6th, the insurrection. And I'm just curious to know, did you listen, did you watch, or are you interested at all?
Very interested. Didn't watch. And here's the reason. It's pride. And this has been a really heavy time for everyone. We've had multiple events, again, mass shootings, et cetera. It's just been heavy. The war in Ukraine is still going on. So when there is this sanctioned, widespread celebration of peak joy happening on one of the greatest cities on the planet, I lean into that 100%. So, yeah, very interested. I'm going to go back and watch what I can and try to be informed about what was said during that hearing, if you will. But I need the joy. I've become fiercely defensive of my joy and retaining it when I get it. So it's not because I don't care. I don't want to watch it. It's like, no, I think I'm allowed to take a break. In fact, I know I'm allowed to take a break, be mindful of my mental health, and enjoy these weekends and go to these moments, because they don't, you know, you do it and then it's done. You know, next month is something else. And then before you know it, it's fall and it's the holidays, and God willing, life goes on. So I really leaned into enjoying the pride festivities of June.
Yeah. In fact, a couple of Sundays ago, if I'm not mistaken, I actually said, you know, June is the month, you know, the longest day of the year is June 21st. And that's around the corner. Right. And so I remind people of that, not because I want you to feel bad about it or you go, oh, my God, it's happening so soon. I just want us to be aware of what life is happening on this planet. And particularly here in Minnesota, where we stand with our time, pay attention to all the leaves that came out on the trees. Pay attention to the birds that are chirping in the morning. Open your windows, hear it, see it, watch it. You know, every time you get a good meal, be thankful for it. Find joy in it. If you want to hang out with your friends and have a blast, hang out with your friends and have a blast, because serious things are happening right here in our country. Very, very serious and even disturbing things are happening. We have to find the joy. So I don't blame you for that. I don't judge you for saying, hey, I don't want to hear it right now. I think we all get to that point, Michael. We all do. Now, how do you get through it once you have to deal with it?
We do. And I mentioned Ukraine, and I forgot to tell you this. Last Sunday, I went to a stand-up comedy show, which was a benefit for Ukraine, which was put on by two Ukrainian comics here at the Improv in Hollywood. And I was invited by my friend Kevin Pollak. And it was my first time ever getting to see Kevin on stage live doing stand-up. Normally, of course, he does a full hour-long special and whatnot, but this is a 10-minute set. And it was magical. I've known Kevin for years. I've seen videos of him. I've watched him on Maisel, of course. But I've never actually seen him live doing some of his very famous impressions. And, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this where you know someone who's an artist first as a person, and then when you finally see them doing their art live, it just – I was tickled. I was like, oh, look, he's on stage. He's making funny things happen. People are laughing. I was like a kid in a candy store watching him just, you know, be so great on stage. So that was a really, really great event to go to. And Craig Robinson was the other headliner on that event, which is great to see him on stage also. I did a commercial with him. I was a background actor in a commercial a while back, and then I got to hang out with him with my friend Audra about a year after that. So,
yeah, you guys went and did karaoke, didn't you?
we went and did karaoke. I mean, that's a story for a different time, but he did take me to my first strip club.
Yes, he did. Didn't he ask you, have you ever been?
Well, because, no, I was in the car with Audra, and we were heading there. We're like, okay, cool. He wants to go here. We'll go hang out and get a drink. And then Audra found out I'd never been to one in my life. And she's like, she called him and said, Craig, this is his first time. And he goes, oh, battle, it's on. That's the story for another day. But, yes, Craig Robinson treated me to my first strip club experience here in Los Angeles. So,
oh, that's a treat, is it? Okay.
It was. And then also Carol Lifer was on the show. She's one of the head writers from Seinfeld. And you met her at Sherry's birthday party.
Oh, yeah. I sure did. Yeah.
So I got to see her again and talk with her and say hello. And so it was just really cool seeing all that talent on stage for this benefit for Ukraine.
That's amazing. A lot of people are doing benefits. Of course, some people were concerned and wrote about it on some of the social media saying, yeah, we're not sure. How do we know that this is on the up and up, right? When people mm-hmm. do these GoFundMe and that sort of thing. But people have found a way, it's amazing what we learn to do and make sure that we're protected because we want to make sure the money gets to the Ukrainians. So that's not an exactly. easy task, but people are up for the task. They're up for trying it to say, hey, I really want this money to go there. So I love it when I see people having special events to help Ukraine. Last question for you on this, Michael, when I'm talking about Ukraine, all the articles I read about it, there's not one that I relax and take a deep breath and go, oh, great, things are going well. No. It's just quite remarkable how often we hear it's so stressful. And we can pray, we can think about them, or we can do other things as well as sending money and, trying our best to help as much as possible. Do you think America has done enough? And if so, why or why not?
I mean, that's a very large question to unpack. I mean, I think the question is, has America been effective enough? Because no one knows what could have been done earlier. Should we have done more faster? Should we have done more at the end? I mean, I think many people feel like we should have done more earlier, but would those things have been effective, or rather more effective if they had been done earlier versus now? And so I'm less interested in debating that because I'm more looking at, did we save lives? Did we stop a war? Did we shorten a war? And save lives? I don't know. Did we stop a war? No. Did we shorten a war? Not yet. So I just want to know, where is it going to end up and what does it mean, not just for Ukraine, but for the world, for the Western world at large? As we all know, this has consequences much larger than just this one region. And everyone's looking at, Taiwan, looking east to what's going to happen next. But those are all the topics I have been avoiding as I wear my rainbows in June and go to Pride, because they're heavy topics and the ones that we are discussing daily that are very important. But this month, between Pride and Juneteenth, I've just been trying to radiate in the joyous pride of both of those things in the same month.
This country has been on the side of stress or joy for, 200 years or more. So, you kind of look at that and say, hey, this is where we are. And we never seem to get out of that spot. I look forward to the day that we get out of that spot forever. And I don't know if it's possible, but at least I think about it with joy.
As a kid of the 90s, the 90s were awesome.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You did a very good job of protecting my sister and I from knowing how stressful parts of that decade were. So thank you to you. But as a young person in the 90s, that was the most awesome. Just, it was fantastic. The economy was great. It felt wonderful. So for my generation, this past, let's call it 5-10 years, this feels very new. I mean, they talk about how we were raised and told that we could do anything. And you go to college, you'll have a great job. And then, of course, we got the first recession, the second recession, war, more war. The list goes on and on forever, mass shootings, et cetera. This feels new because we were protected. we were raised in a way where the 90s felt blissful. So, but to your point, this is not new. This is just the newest iteration of the challenges that come with democracy, the Western world, and the experiment that is America all the time.
Well, some people are trying to copy that. So you just never know what's going to happen. I did talk about inflation tonight, and it was a challenging interview, not in the sense that I didn't know what I was talking about or something like that. It was just that it's a new book that came out called Inflation. And, of course, Steve Forbes is involved in it, and I interviewed one of the authors, Nathan Lewis, and it was just so difficult. He takes inflation from a different perspective. He finds it kind of funny. I asked him, inflation really affects the poor, right? And he talked about that. But it was really tough for me to hear his laughter or his smile in his voice as if to say, this is ridiculous, it doesn't mean anything really, or, really it's about money and gold and how they can, I just couldn't believe it. And it was very hard on my heart, hearing that conversation. But, because we have such disparity and such a difference between the wealthy and the poor, You know, there's this gigantic gap. It's really hard to hear some people talk about inflation. And the bottom line is that what are the poor doing to add to inflation? I don't think anything. So there you go. I just keep saying to myself, how in the world do we keep getting this thing called inflation? Do you know more about it? Or are you concerned about it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is now 10:37 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, myself, Geraldine Steele, and also Jonathan Lowe, one of my producers. And I have to tell you, I am so excited to announce, because I didn't announce it earlier, that all of my guests tonight have been because of John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I'm so grateful for our sponsor. And so just remember, we really do love John Schuster and the Caldwell Banker Hotline and those that are able to join us because of that. He's doing great work. I also want to say to Michael, I know that as you get older, you start really thinking about, you know, where am I going to go with my life? What am I going to do? Am I going to have children? Am I going to do this? The bottom line is that I want you to know I love you and I love your decisions you've been making. I cannot tell you how proud I am of you. If you choose to have children, hey, I get another grandchild. So you just let me know and I will do whatever I can to support you in the way that you need supporting. So welcome back, everyone. I just want to say that it has been quite a night here with some of the interviews that we've had. And I learned a lot tonight. I learned a lot about myself. And of course, this last hour just brings me absolute joy. So as I'm talking with my son, Michael Battle, you know, I realize that there is so much that's going on in the world that you and I never talk about, Michael. Of course, this past Thursday, you know, they had the interviews and they had a chance to really talk about what's happening, what's really happening in our country when it comes to talking about January 6th, the insurrection. And I'm just curious to know, did you listen, did you watch, or are you interested at all?
Very interested. Didn't watch. And here's the reason. It's pride. And this has been a really heavy time for everyone. We've had multiple events, again, mass shootings, et cetera. It's just been heavy. The war in Ukraine is still going on. So when there is this sanctioned, widespread celebration of peak joy happening in one of the greatest cities on the planet, I lean into that 100%. So, yeah, very interested. I'm going to go back and watch what I can and try to be informed about what was said during that hearing, if you will. But I need the joy. I've become fiercely defensive of my joy and retaining it when I get it. So it's not because I don't care, or I don't want to watch it. It's like, no, I think I'm allowed to take a break. In fact, I know I'm allowed to take a break, be mindful of my mental health, and enjoy these weekends and go to these moments, because they don't, you know, you do it and then it's done. You know, next month is something else, and then before it, it's fall and it's the holidays, and God willing, life goes on. So I really leaned into enjoying the Pride festivities of June.
Yeah, in fact, a couple of Sundays ago, if I'm not mistaken, I actually said, you know, June is the month, you know, the longest day of the year is June 21st. And that's around the corner, right? And so I remind people of that, not because I want you to feel bad about it or you go, oh my God, it's happening so soon. I just want us to be aware of what life is happening on this planet. And particularly here in Minnesota, where we stand with our time. Pay attention to all the leaves that came out on the trees. Pay attention to the birds that are chirping in the morning. Open your windows, hear it, see it, watch it. You know, every time you get a good meal, be thankful for it. Find joy in it. If you want to hang out with your friends and have a blast, hang out with your friends and have a blast, because serious things are happening right here in our country. Very, very serious and even disturbing things are happening. We have to find the joy. So I don't blame you for that. I don't judge you for saying, hey, I don't want to hear it right now. I think we all get to that point, Michael. We all do. Now, how do you get through it once you have to deal with it?
We do. And I mentioned Ukraine, and I forgot to tell you this. Last Sunday, I went to a stand-up comedy show, which was a benefit for Ukraine, which was put on by two Ukrainian comics here at the Improv in Hollywood. And I was invited by my friend Kevin Pollak. And it was my first time ever getting to see Kevin on stage live doing stand-up. Normally, of course, he does a full hour-long special and whatnot, but this is a 10-minute set. And it was magical. I've known Kevin for years. I've seen videos of him. I've watched him on Maisel, of course. But I've never actually seen him live doing some of his very famous impressions. And, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this where you know someone who's an artist first as a person, and then when you finally see them doing their art live, it just – I was tickled. I was like, oh, look, he's on stage. He's making funny things happen. People are laughing. I was like a kid in a candy store watching him just, you know, be so great on stage. So that was a really, really great event to go to. And Craig Robinson was the other headliner on that event, which is great to see him on stage also. I did a commercial with him. I was a background actor in a commercial a while back, and then I got to hang out with him with my friend Audra about a year after that. So
yeah, you guys went and did karaoke, didn't you?
we went and did karaoke. I mean, that's a story for a different time, but he did take me to my first strip club.
Yes, he did. Didn't he ask you, have you ever been?
Well, because, no, I was in the car with Audra, and we were heading there. We're like, okay, cool. He wants to go here. We'll go hang out and get a drink. And then Audra found out I'd never been to one in my life. And she's like, she called him and said, Craig, this is his first time. And he goes, oh, battle, it's on. That's the story for another day. But, yes, Craig Robinson treated me to my first strip club experience here in Los Angeles. So,
oh, that's a treat, is it? Okay.
It was. And then also Carol Lifer was on the show. She's one of the head writers from Seinfeld. And you met her at Sherry's birthday party.
Oh, yeah. I sure did. Yeah.
So I got to see her again and talk with her and say hello. And so it was just really cool seeing all that talent on stage for this benefit for Ukraine.
That's amazing. A lot of people are doing benefits. Of course, some people were concerned and wrote about it on some of the social media saying, yeah, we're not sure. How do we know that this is on the up and up, right? When people do these GoFundMe and that sort of thing. But people have found a way, you know. It's amazing what we learn to do and make sure that we're protected, because we want to make sure the money gets to the Ukrainians. So that's not an easy task, but people are up for the task. They're up for trying it to say, hey, I really want this money to go there. So I love it when I see people having special events to help Ukraine. Last question for you on this, Michael, when I'm talking about Ukraine. All the articles I read about it, there's not one that I relax and take a deep breath and go, oh, great, things are going well. No. It's just quite remarkable how often we hear. It's so stressful. And, you know, we can pray, we can think about them, or we can do other things as well as sending money and, you know, trying our best to help as much as possible. Do you think America has done enough? And if so, why or why not?
I mean, that's a very large question to unpack. I mean, I think the question is, has America been effective enough? Because no one knows what could have been done earlier. Should we have done more faster? Should we have done more at the end? I mean, I think many people feel like we should have done more earlier, but would those things have been effective, or rather more effective if they had been done earlier versus now? And so I'm less interested in debating that, because I'm more looking at, did we save lives? Did we stop a war? Did we shorten a war? And save lives? I don't know. Did we stop a war? No. Did we shorten a war? Not yet. So I just want to know, where is it going to end up, and what does it mean, not just for Ukraine, but for the world, for the Western world at large? As we all know, this has consequences much larger than just this one region. And everyone's looking at, you know, Taiwan, looking east, what's going to happen next. But those are all the topics I have been avoiding as I wear my rainbows in June and go to Pride, because they're heavy topics and the ones that we are discussing daily that are very important. But this month, between Pride and Juneteenth, I've just been trying to radiate in the joyous pride of both of those things in the same month.
You know, this country has been on the side of stress or joy for, you know, 200 years or more. So, you know, you kind of look at that and say, hey, this is where we are. And we never seem to get out of that spot. I look forward to the day that we get out of that spot forever. And I don't know if it's possible, but at least I think about it with joy.
As a kid of the 90s, the 90s were awesome.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You did a very good job of protecting my sister and I from knowing how stressful parts of that decade were. So thank you to you. But as a young person in the 90s, that was the most awesome. Just, it was fantastic. The economy was great. It felt wonderful. So for my generation, this past, let's call it, you know, 5-10 years, this feels very new. I mean, they talk about how we were raised and told that we could do anything, and you go to college, you'll have a great job. And then, of course, we got the first recession, the second recession, war, more war. The list goes on and on forever, mass shootings, et cetera. This feels new because we were protected. we were raised in a way where the 90s felt blissful. So, but to your point, this is not new. This is just the newest iteration of the challenges that come with democracy, the Western world, and the experiment that is America all the time.
Well, some people are trying to copy that. So you just never know what's going to happen. I did talk about inflation tonight, and it was a challenging interview, not in the sense that I didn't know what I was talking about or something like that. It was just that it's a new book that came out called Inflation. And, of course, Steve Forbes is involved in it, and I interviewed one of the authors, Nathan Lewis, and it was just so difficult. He takes inflation from a different perspective. You know, he finds it kind of funny. I asked him, you know, inflation really affects the poor, right? And he talked about that. But it was really tough for me to hear his laughter or his smile in his voice as if to say, this is ridiculous, you know, it doesn't mean anything really, or, you know, really it's about money and gold and how they can, you know, I just couldn't believe it. And it was very hard on my heart, you know, hearing that conversation. But, you know, because we have such disparity and such a difference between the wealthy and the poor, you know, there's this gigantic gap. It's really hard to hear some people talk about inflation. And the bottom line is that, what are the poor doing to add to inflation? I don't think anything. So there you go. I just keep saying to myself, how in the world do we keep getting this thing called inflation? Do you know more about it? Or are you concerned about inflation?
I will not purport to know about inflation. From what I do understand, inflation is caused by supply and demand issues. It's controlled by the Fed. It's not controlled by politicians or the president. They almost have no influence on inflation. And people always think that they do, or if you just change, you know, the president, it's going to change inflation. No, it's the interest rates and it's the Fed. This is definitely not the first time we've had inflation
this high. It has happened before in the country, or rather the Fed has had to take more drastic measures in the past to rectify this course. But also this was expected because we were in this amazing period and have been for a really long time where the job market was soaring and the people's incomes were going up. Again, not as much for black and brown people and for women, but overall, yes. And now, of course, those numbers are even higher. People are making more than they have in a very long time. The job market is still just on fire. I mean, it is really, really great right now. And what you get with that is people with higher demand. Of course, during the pandemic, we bought a ton of stuff, and the expectation was we'd come out of the pandemic, buy less, and go out more. But we're not necessarily seeing that. We're going out more, but also still buying things, not pulling back quite as much. And that sustained increased demand and reduced supply is just causing inflation to go through the roof. That coupled with the war in Ukraine and oil prices, and now you have this perfect storm where we're seeing these hugely high inflation numbers right now.
Yeah, I think the one thing that upset me in the press release is that inflation shows why they're misguided, and also why the heedless money printing being pushed today by left-wing advocates of modern monetary theory would lead us down the road to disaster. I cannot tell you how that stuck with me. Okay, Michael, we got to take a break, and then we'll come back and wrap up this hour. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:56 here at WCCO. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight on Steel Talkin' Center Stage and the Mom and Michael Hour. Oh my gosh, it is my joy to end the night on Sunday nights with my son. So thank you so much to my producers, Chris Tubbs, Craig Schofer, and of course, Jonathan Lowe, who's with us on Sunday nights. Michael, I end this last few minutes with Britney Spears getting married. Did you hear about that?
I heard that she got married and then her ex crashed the wedding,
crashed
and
the party, yep.
And all that stuff. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But we didn't get to talk about Top Gun.
We didn't. Oh my gosh, go.
Go. Short review. I don't like Tom Cruise. I've never seen the first Top Gun. I really wanted to hate this movie. In fact, I waited until Joey had a work event to see it for free because I didn't want to give him the money. I got in there going, I'm going to hate this movie. I loved it. It's so good. He's amazing. He's such a good actor. I was sweating at the end. It was so exciting. The whole movie is fantastic. You must go see it. There it is.
There it is. Oh, my gosh, Michael. I love you so much, son. You know.
I love you, too.
And I love your sister and my grandbabies. Oh, we are so blessed. So say a prayer tonight. Don't forget. I love you.
Love you so much.
Bye. All right, everyone. Good night. And I look forward to you joining us again on Sunday. Good night, Jonathan. Thank you. It is now 10:56 here at WCCO. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight on Steel Talkin' Center Stage and the Mom and Michael Hour. Oh my gosh, it is my joy to end the night on Sunday nights with my son. So thank you so much to my producers, Chris Tubbs, Craig Schofer, and of course, Jonathan Lowe, who's with us on Sunday nights. Michael, I end this last few minutes with Britney Spears getting married. Did you hear about that?
I heard that she got married and then her ex crashed the wedding,
crashed the party,
and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But we didn't get to talk about Top Gun.
We didn't. Oh my gosh, go.
Go. Short review. I don't like Tom Cruise. I've never seen the first Top Gun. I really wanted to hate this movie. In fact, I waited until Joey had a work event to see it for free because I didn't want to give him the money. I got in there going, I'm going to hate this movie. I loved it. It's so good. He's amazing. He's such a good actor. I was sweating at the end. It was so exciting. The whole movie is fantastic. You must go see it. There it is.
There it is. Oh, my gosh, Michael. I love you so much, son. You know.
I love you, too.
And I love your sister and my grandbabies. Oh, we are so blessed. So say a prayer tonight. Don't forget. I love you.
Love you so much.
Bye. All right, everyone. Good night. And I look forward to you joining us again on Sunday. Good night, Jonathan. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.